planning commission work session, April 21st.
So today we have a pretty big agenda in a shorter amount of time that we have to cover. But I'll begin by going through a brief presentation regarding the capital facilities plan, answer some questions about that, and then we'll go into both the additional elements that you'll see in front of you, the track changes and the clean ones, and then talk about the upcoming schedule. So without further delay, I wanted to get into capital facilities plan. As you recall, back in March, we started this with kind of like a CFP 101, basically how we go through the update process. I'll show you a brief overview of all of the different elements of the CFP that we addressed, but primarily we'll be talking about the transportation impacts. So as you recall, back in March, we talked about the external providers of the CFP and those that are provided by the county. The external providers for water, most of the time is Public Utilities. For sewer, the Clark Regional Wastewater District, a variety of school districts, and a variety of fire districts. The county provides facilities through its stormwater management plan that's administered by the Department of Environmental Services, law enforcement through the sheriff, government buildings through our General Services Department. Our Public Works Department is the administrator of our parks, and as well as Public Works for Transportation. So as you recall, it's basically a four-step process when we go through the capital facilities plan. It involves inventory, forecasts, the needs that are identified to provide facilities for that forecast, and then the financing plan. And then in the event that the costs are too overburdensome, there the state law, the Growth Management Act, gives counties and cities the ability to do a reassessment on what changes need to occur to make those costs. So the external providers, this is a brief overview. As you remember, there's both 6-year costs and 20-year costs in our capital facilities plan. With the external providers, the state law for their own section, not necessarily the Growth Management Act, only requires the 6-year needs. So for schools, you can see the costs. And these are in order of, obviously, the amount. Now, I also want to qualify these costs. The schools, fire protection, and libraries, the costs are for the entire county, cities, and unincorporated Clark County. With the sewer, water, and recycling, that is only unincorporated. Those that are provided by Clark County itself, you can see here the 6-year cost and then the 20-year cost. The reason why stormwater doesn't have a 20-year cost is those are largely, the costs are based on fees that are assessed during development, and their costs are based on the stormwater management plan that was adopted by the board last year goes into detail for the 6-year cost, but it does not include a 20-year cost. So in going through the forecast or the needs assessment, the way that we looked at transportation is we looked at the streets as segments, and that was based on a volume to capacity ratio. So this is per the concurrency code that was adopted and recommended by you back in 2014. Basically it says a ratio of 0.90, meaning volume that the rush hour traffic is going on those street segments compared to the capacity at which those street segments can hold, should not exceed 0.9. If it does, then it goes into concurrency failure and comes up as a need for our 20-year plan. For intersections, those are identified through a national matrix or metric called the Highway Capacity Manual, HCM, and it identifies the different level of services. But we use that Highway Capacity Manual and assign service level E as those that are failed. So as I go through the next map, you're going to see a bunch of different colors on the map. And I can kind of update you on those. So the green, both dots as well as segments, are those that are already committed in the system, meaning those that are already in the Transportation Improvement Program, also known as the six-year capital facilities. Existing CFTs, those that are already in the 20-year capital facilities plan. Those identified by pink are those that are newly identified needs, and those identified in yellow are those are state facilities, so those that are those needs that are washout facilities, and that we have to display those because it's state law. We have to show our impacts on these cases. The orange ones, there's only one. It's a modification from an existing capital facilities plan project to a broader scope. So hopefully this comes up well for you and you can see it. But as far as this is showing how the preferred, the board's preferred land use scenario is impacting the system based on the pink segments. So you can see segments that are kind of on the periphery of the urban growth boundary coming up as needs. Along with those needs, there are facilities that are going to experience congestion even when they are completely built out, even when they are completely constructed and built to the maximum street standard. They are still going to experience congestion. But this map identifies those. So, in greater terms, what we're looking at with our six-year transportation needs, it's already balanced because we've already approved the Transportation Improvement Program, and that's what these costs are showing. That the revenues shown in blue are meet and are balanced with the expenditures. As far as the 20-year cost, that's when we find ourselves in the deficit. We have a revenue that we've forecasted at around $533 million, with total expenditures hovering around $700 million, or $600 million. That leaves us this $158 million deficit. Now, for those that were here back in 2007, the deficit that we were projecting at that time was $163 million. So this is smaller than the deficit at that time, but we were also projecting a $932 million CFP back in 2007. Here we're only projecting about $691 million need. So while the deficit is still smaller, it's a greater percentage. Does that make sense? We have several. The pink, the different layers here are broken up by the ongoing programs, and these are specifically identified within the capital facilities plan. And you'll see the list of projects in your appendix A, which is transportation issues. You'll see the actual list of projects, and I can display those if you wish. So in order to fund that $158 million shortfall, there's different strategies that we have to display that are available to us to meet that shortfall. Obviously through annexation, state law basically says that within that 20 years, that's where your city limits are expected to grow by. So due to annexation, some of those costs for those needs that we're identifying can be funded by the cities rather than the county. We also have the ability to reduce the project costs, and that can be through change in our road standards. We could also leverage greater state and federal funds, update the traffic impact fee program, and find new sources of revenue. So we have a, let's see, how would you frame this? Through Engage Clark County, it's a public involvement tool that allows the public to go in and rate how they want to those strategies to be defined. So in this capital facilities plan transportation cost, it's asking that question. How do you plan? We're projecting the $158 million deficit. And where is it? How would you prioritize those strategies for funding that shortfall? Here's the, so we're hoping to get back the amount of information from those that get involved in this tool, and as well as your feedback. So a very simple kind of overview. But I'm happy to answer it.
Are we talking about this?
I'm sorry, I can't see it. Not quite yet. That's
okay.
That's
coming.
Fine.
I apologize for
that. No.
And next week. I'm sorry, May 5th. I'm sorry, I should qualify that. There are some of the changes in your binders in the transportation section, the Appendix A, Appendix E, as well as Chapter 6, the facilities plan. We recently got our lawyers back, and we'll be doing a review of those. So there will be changes that are coming that are different than, that will be different than the ones that you've seen tonight.
Okay.
So added to that, you have just about everything. There's a couple of things that are still coming through. The capital facility plan, or the financial plan, is the budget office is reviewing that, so we don't have that for you yet. The Title 40 new cluster section has been drafted. It's being reviewed, so that's coming your way. The Transportation impact fees, DKS is still working on those. We will have those by May 5th. And Lori's here to talk about parks. So have patience with us. Our plan is on your May 5th work session is to give you your herring binders with everything all nice and pretty the way it's supposed to look, okay? In the right tabs, the final versions, the whole bit. And then we'll walk you through kind of the highlights of what's in the binder itself and kind of wrap everything up, bring 2 years worth of work all together for you. We will go into a little more detail on the stuff that you haven't had yet, but you'll get electronic versions between now and then as best we can. We're not sure exactly when these last pieces are going to come through.
Just real quick, we're not going to discuss park impact fees tonight. We had hired, the Parks Department hired a consultant to review updating the park impact fees since that hasn't been done in 13 years. Had a draft document, we took it through a public review process with some stakeholders, and based on their input, we had the consultant go back and revise the technical memorandum, and we will bring that back on May 5th.
We do have the draft final supplemental EIS, we're reviewing it. Gordy's out this week, and when he comes back on Monday, we hope to finalize and get that out to you as well. Our target date is Wednesday to release that, so a lot of stuff happening. Gary's here next. He wants to chat with you about the transportation chapter. There has been some significant changes to it since you last saw it about 2 years ago.
Hi. Hi. Nice to see everybody again. So, the last time I was here, it was, October, a long time ago, 2014. So I'm going to show you. Chapter and then go straight into the policies. So we presented this stuff, like this is the new chapter, then I showed you some new policies. And then, as you all know, the direction changed, and so we're not making a wholesale change to our plan, we're just updating the content that we have now. So that brings me back to what we're doing now. So the documents that you have here, so if you look at the one in the blue, so we actually created an errata sheet. So this has all of the policies that you have not seen since we've showed them to you 2 years ago. So the direction was, at that time, we were going to bring all the stuff back into a document similar to this. But that didn't happen, so we created an errata sheet so we could try to explain what we're doing without losing everyone's point of where we were at. So for me, going to the transportation stuff, so that is on page 3. So what I just want to point out in the errata sheet what you have not seen, and this is not currently on the web page, but it will be tomorrow. So there's a one, two, some policies that you didn't see. 5.37 at the bottom of page 3, and on page 4, policy 5.4.4 and 5.6.5. Now, so these policies were created after Public Works took a look at them, after a work session, then Public Works wanted to take a look at it again. So that's when these policies were created here.
And excuse me,
yes.
Who created the policy? It's the staff created the policy?
Well, they're through Public Works.
Okay, so this
has,
this isn't actually a policy that's been
a draft.
That's been voted on by
nope.
anybody.
Yep, no one's voted on it. This is the first time we've seen it. So it's just a draft right now coming from staff.
Yeah, because it sure doesn't look like a policy that I would see coming out of the commission in the last couple, 3 years.
I understand. So I can read them to you. So the first one, the 5.3.7, the county shall provide seamless arterial corridor operations between agencies, use common TSMO technology for signal coordination along multi-agency arterial corridors.
What does seamless mean in that regard?
Well, so when it comes to the different cities and their technology, making sure that they have technology that can talk to each other. So in a sense, seamless means that they can talk to each other. So their software can communicate with each other seamlessly without having an interpreter involved, more or less.
TSMO is traffic signal modernization.
It's modernization, not management.
I'm sorry.
Traffic signal management and operations.
But
it's TSMO is.
So that the cities, so that each jurisdiction is not operating in a vacuum and they're talking to each other. So when commuters are traveling between jurisdictions, those signals.
I'm sure I'm
So like the 503 that goes
sure.
from the county into so Battleground, into the county, into Vancouver, then.
That's all state. Regardless of
where it's located. So all those intersections are controlled by the state?
But the idea is right.
But the idea is.
Well, how come they're not seamless then if they're all
well,
controlled by one agency?
That's what this policy is so
oh.
so we could all point to saying we're trying, we're putting our hand out. This is what we'd like to see happen. This is what we're looking towards. Whether they choose to play or not, that's a different story.
Yeah, so like the city of Battleground, because this is in our plan, county plan. Does the city plan have to be in conformance with that in this policy plan?
Well, our plans need to be consistent.
That's the point. If they have an IGX system, cannot actually work with ours or with what the state has for the city. So it's a great policy. You can support that from the cities.
That makes sense. Okay. All right. Then moving on to page 4, new policy 5.4.4. County roadways and intersections shall be designed when feasible to achieve safety and accessibility for all modes. Arterial streets shall provide facilities for automobile, bike, and pedestrian mobility as defined in the arterial atlas and shall include landscaping. So I just want to share with you, so the Clark Community's Bicycle Pedestrian Advisory Committee has seen this policy, and I haven't had a chance yet to share their thoughts on it, but they want to see when feasible taken out of this policy, so I will share that with you guys at the hearing, from input from the Bike and Ped Committee, and I will share that with the Board of County Councilors as well.
Yeah, right. So
yes.
We're going to do it if it's unfeasible. Okay.
Yeah,
sounds good.
Just sharing what they wanted to see on this.
Yes. I know.
Right.
Shooting the messenger.
Yes.
I'm just commenting on their comment, not on yours.
Thank you. I'm not taking it personally.
Good.
All right, so we're moving on to the new policy 5.6.5. A portion of share of funding for growth-related roadway projects shall be obtained from traffic impact fees. So, and that's it for the errata sheet. And then what I'd like to do is go through this other document. So this one is has all the policies that have been touched and modified. So we can spend our time going through this or going through the transportation chapter, the current one. If you have any major questions, because it has changed a lot.
and I can tell you why. So do you want to look at the clean version or the working version?
Working, I would prefer.
Yep.
This, actually the policy on this white sheet that's page 2 of 7, 5.2.4. Is this heavy rail? Looks like it was an existing plan from 2004.
Yes.
Would it ever include light rail?
Well, it's talking passenger rail.
Yes, it
is. So it's not talking about light rail.
Doesn't light rail carry passengers?
It's not the same. So Washington State Department of Transportation has a rail plan, mm-hmm. and they talk about passenger rail.
Right.
So they're currently they've got on the books two projects in Clark County. One would add an 18-mile stretch. Of track,
of heavy rail
for passenger rail, not for light rail. So that's at 110 miles an hour. It's not for
light rail. That's all the clarification.
Okay.
I wanted to ask that because if it's heavy rail, that's one thing. I mean, we're connecting things and trying to make a smooth route from Portland to Vancouver, BC. It looks like
yep.
so.
Yep.
Did you say 110?
110 miles an hour. That's
in Washington, we have a passenger that goes that fast?
No, that's
what their plan is.
That's what the plan is, the rail plan.
See, I've never seen a train going that fast.
No.
That's the rail plan.
Outside video from Europe.
Yes.
But not here.
Every 18 miles of stretch.
Where's that 18 miles?
I think it's saying in the plan. It's
somewhere in Seattle area?
No, it's in this area.
In Clark County?
Yeah, in Clark County.
So actually, isn't it?
No. No, it'd be on I-5, near I-5.
Oh, really?
Yes. The existing, it's...
All right, so a lot of this stuff, let's see, can I shrink it? So a lot of the stuff was cut and pasted, moved around. So some of the stuff that was cut and pasted and then removed. Some of it was cut and pasted and then once it was pasted, it was removed or modified. So it got really difficult to make that change. So some of the text shows up as purple.
Oh.
So that's why it's purple. It's because it was difficult.
Because it's red and blue?
because with track change, it doesn't work. You cut and paste, and then it start changing that paste. You delete something, it doesn't show up. It's just not there. So back to why. All right, so Washington State Department of Commerce has a transportation checklist. So I can use that checklist to review our current transportation chapter. And I've used RTC's 2014 Regional Transportation Plan to review this, along with the state's checklist, Washington State Department of Commerce checklist, and then RTC has a checklist for our plan. So I've used all that to reorganize this whole chapter. So it's got an introduction, background. Make some clear distinctions of why we're doing what we're doing, how it all connects. So it's broken down into six elements. Transportation facilities, level of service, regional programs. Well, it's actually five, because that four got bumped up.
So policies and strategies, and five is financial analysis. So now when you look at least when I look at the transportation chapter, it's easy to follow, it's organized. So a lot of this is just organizational stuff. And then updating some of these tables, what the county is responsible for, what the state is responsible for, using RTC as the source.
So would you guys have to see the clean version? There's about 60 pages of track change version.
Yeah, there's a lot.
How many pages of clean versions?
Three. It's only 38. It's cut in half.
Will we ever see this ourselves? Did we get this?
Yes.
We did get it?
Yeah.
Is it in our book too?
Yes.
That would explain it?
Yes.
Okay.
There's the same version and then the clean version.
Okay.
Okay. So
it looks like it's being rewritten so much that maybe at some point we would want to just read the clean version, and if we have concerns about what's there, we would address them as opposed to trying to parse, you know, the changes.
It is true.
I mean, at some point, if you change so much, you might as well just start from scratch.
And that's what he was obviously wanting to do. It was I. Sorry. I wanted to see what was changed, but
well,
it's obviously it's reorganizational. It appears.
It is.
We're trying to organize it better.
Reorganizational and organizational. Just trying to organize the flow of all of this. What's in the transportation system? What makes a transportation system? And what do we have to work with, defined by law?
So how does that relate to this document? Is this just kind of a highlight?
That's the policy stuff. So this document has the policies that were changed. And this has the whole thing in it. Because the policies might have been in a different section, so you might see them moved around from here to there, and then trying to highlight some of this stuff. It got really confusing and complicated. Just trying to keep this simple, we created the table. So we can show actual policies. Can I go to the clean version?
Yeah.
Okay. It's pretty to look at. So I will say a lot of the reference to the light rail that currently existed is taken out. Just doesn't fit anymore. But it is mentioned in appropriate places. Under high capacity transit.
Thank you.
where would I find 5.1.2 in this new version?
The clean version?
Yeah. So it's beyond these, you know what page that is?
30.
30, okay, that's why. I'm trying to get to the policies that are on the chart, so.
But that one's been renumbered,
because
that's
part of the multi-million. Point two, yes. Well, yeah, I'm
looking at
the
number one.
Oh, okay.
See.
It was, it's
5.1.2.
It used to be
3.3. So on page one, first page.
Right, but it just says move to 5.2, but it doesn't say
no,
here.
No, this one.
This one.
So it used to look like that. Above the left. So it used to look just like that, now it looks like this.
What about this other 5.1.2?
That one got moved.
That's the one I was looking at.
Oh, okay.
So okay, so there's two 5.1.2s.
Well, it's...
It, okay, you're talking about new 5.1.2.
Yes.
I was like old 5.1.2. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that okay in here?
Yeah.
Is there anything else? Otherwise, I think this is probably it. So,
what is it you were hoping for?
Sharing knowledge, sharing information. So as Matt said earlier, what you see here for your clean copy, since we have our attorneys back, we've made another version of it that our attorney has reviewed. So, we will see that at the hearing. Correct? Yes.
Which hearing is this? 20 May.
You're going to have your hearing binders on May 5th, your next first work session in May. You'll have your whole entire hearing packet.
And that'll be this new clean copy.
It'll have everything all nice and pretty.
Copies.
All clean copies. Your first hearing, which is a joint hearing, is on May 19th, followed up by a night meeting on May 24th with the board. And I'm not sure exactly how it's going to work, and I just want to show you some ideas that we have. We have a lot more people now to fit on the dais, and I don't think you're all going to fit up there. It's just not going to work. So what we're thinking of doing is something we've never done before with you guys, is create a half circle in front of the dais of these tables, okay? And actually use a podium off to the side for the public to speak at. We don't know how else we can do it.
I think we did that last time.
Surface, surface lighting overlay.
Did you?
I think that's what we did.
Well, it was a half circle with tables and then a table that people came up and sat at, kind of in the middle of the house.
Yeah. That was comp plan. Yeah. I mean,
would you rather have them sitting at a table or a podium?
That too.
Yeah.
Oh, I think they would just sit at a table.
I'd rather be at a table like we were.
So they're at the same height as us. We're sitting at tables.
Okay.
That way, two people can go up at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Take less time.
That's what we did last time.
Yeah. We can do that.
Other than we weren't allowed to ask questions, but I think we'd be allowed to ask questions.
I was going to say, who's meeting? Is this the Planning Commission?
This is the Planning Commission's meeting.
Okay.
Cool. Steve, you're chairing the meeting.
So I'm going to run this one.
You're running the meeting. Now,
you will be able to ask questions.
Thank you.
Are we
only one question.
This is our meeting.
On our questions, no. On their testimony, yes.
Johnny, how do
the way it's supposed to work is the board is there to listen, not to engage. At least that's my understanding from Councillor Bolt, is how he'd like to have the meeting run.
I would like the timer on the speakers, but like we usually do with a timer, if there's questions from the commission or the board, I'm not going to let, I mean, the board can ask questions too, but if there's questions from us, that wouldn't count against their 3 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. So Oliver's going to be in touch with you to talk more specifically about how that meeting is going to run, and you may even hear from Mark Bolt and kind of coordinate that, just to let you know we're talking about it right now as to how that might be best handled. It's going to be quite lengthy to get through all of this stuff. Okay. The other thing we haven't done yet is that we're going to create an agenda for topics. So we might have comp plan text and Title 40 on one hearing day, and on the next hearing day, as an example, there may be impact fees and something else. Okay, we haven't quite figured out how that might flow best for you, but we're hoping to break it up so that people know which one to come to.
Right.
Yeah.
So on May 5th, though, the work session, that's a work session. That's not a hearing, correct?
That's correct.
So then we're going to have clean copies and go over that. In between now and then, we go through these. We have questions, although this transportation one is going to be changed again, correct?
Just a little bit more.
Yeah,
yes. Just a little bit. Not the policy, some of the text, clarification of names and things.
Okay.
Yeah. You will be getting some electronic copies of the stuff that's remaining between now and then, but on May 5th, you guys are going to be done. You're going to have everything you need for the hearing. We'll walk you through the high points of everything. Answer any questions you might have between then and the hearing. Just let us know. We'll have the survey will have been up a couple of weeks, and we'll be able to give you at least a first glance at some of the comments that have come in at that point. It closes on the 11th of May. We're trying to let it stay up and active as long as possible, so you'll have two sets of that.
What closes on May?
The Engaged Park County.
Oh.
So on the following hearing, joint hearing, we're done.
No. On May 24th,
the last
one, if everything goes the way we hope it's going to go, you'll close public testimony, you'll have finished everything, and then on June 2nd, you will have your deliberation hearing. There'll be no work session on June 2nd. We've scheduled that to be a hearing for you guys to wrap things up, and then you're done.
Okay. And no public testimony in June.
So we'll not if you close it.
So no deliberation. That was
right. The June date is our deliberation.
Yeah. And they won't be in the room. They will have their own separate deliberations on June 21st. So you're only together to hear testimony.
Oh, and so they're not going to hear testimony later?
No, if
so that's it. That it will.
That's the way it's supposed to work.
Two meetings isn't going to be enough.
No, it is.
It's monumental.
That's your deliberation hearing.
Yeah.
Going to be
get sleep beforehand.
You're going to be wishing I wouldn't allow questions.
Yes.
So Sonia will be putting together dinner for you. Think about what you'd like to have. You want a special snack in between?
It sounds like last
better
meal.
Better have that. Yes, exactly.
Smokes will be provided for you outside.
Yeah, blindfold. So, you're not anticipating that we're going to have so many people wanting to testify that these two hearings running long may still have overflow of people wanting to participate?
It's possible.
But our time frame doesn't sound like we're accommodating for that.
We don't have a lot of extra time, guys. This has been compressed pretty tight.
You might not be able to answer that you foresee a large crowd.
I really can't tell you. I have no idea.
I mean, we went two hearings just for surface mining.
That was good.
Because what?
The living support.
Did you guys have a timer for those hearings?
No.
So we have a timer. It's going to be
that's right.
Unless you guys have so much
efficient.
And hopefully we don't ask too many questions.
Right.
We should ask questions, but
well. Yeah. It comes back to the rules that you may or may not use. You know, you're going to have to work that out.
And I think, well, I'm going to be careful so I don't make a rule against myself here. We should try to ask as many questions during these work sessions as we can. Mm-hmm. Instead of.
We would rather answer your questions and clear things up.
Oh, right. We have a full binder with all the everything
that's
a couple days before our May 5 work session. Yeah. So we can read it and then ask questions about that.
Because
a full binder? Like the last two that you've received?
No, but we're going to get a full binder with clean copies of everything, including some stuff we haven't.
So it should be one, because everything's.
Well,
we will be able to ask better questions on May 5 if we have time.
It's going to be 2 3-inch binders, right. Just to let you know. And the answer to your question, yes. Because we're producing these binders for April 27th for the board work session.
So we'll
have them all done.
Read them. That way when we come to the work session, we know what questions
are. Yeah, we can do that. We'll let you know when they're on their way.
Awesome. Now with the new preferred alternative being adopted by the board, in the subsequent hearing, is that the topic off limits or over testimony that could seek to reopen that whole discussion?
That would be a mess.
Well, people.
So the final SEIS has not yet been adopted, but it's out or close to out.
Next week.
And when does the board adopt that? Okay. Regardless, instead of focusing on alternative this and alternative that, it might make sense to focus on what will the comp plan do? And couch it in those terms rather than on what are we going to analyze for CEQA purposes? Because that's what a preferred alternative is about.
Right.
It's not the plan.
So now it's going to be, can we afford it? Mm-hmm. And what are the impacts that the public is going to be subjected to by accepting those alternative premises? So.
And there's always going to be somebody asking for a site-specific request.
Everybody always wants more.
Sure. It's their last chance to ask. Anything else? We're trying to get you stuff as best we can, guys. It's been nuts. Really, really nuts. Well, you know, some of them were as simple as it said will before, but they thought for consistency, let's just make it shall. They didn't like the word will, so.
It's more legalese. Shall. Shall is the same thing as will, only shall is a more legal term.
Yeah. So there's a lot of that going on.
I think
if you guys have any questions, send us email.
It says will, not shall. That's not me.
Are
you with HR?
And either it should or
should
it
be. Should it be. And Carl, that's what I was talking about.
Yeah.
The difference between should and may, and will and shall.
Will and shall. I get may.
I don't think there's much difference between will and shall.
That's the one. Right.
No.
They're just making it consistent.
It's like
you may or may not.
May is different.
I was at the Special Arts Teacher and Dental Emergency Coordinator.
All right. Well, you know.
All right. Thank you. Was that it?
Nice dinner.
We adjourn. We can move next door.
There's only about 2 or 3 schools in the whole state that have industrial arts programs.
You do.
Well,
she'll send.
Actually.